This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 15, Madhyakanda, text 91. Emata nadijara, loke kahe kata, aralokana mishaya, anindahaya jata. The Nadiyavasis discussed about Madhai, and thereafter they avoided the company of those who blessing the Lord. Parama kotora tapa karaye Madhai, Brahmachari hena kyati hai latatai. Madhai performed most severe austerities and soon became known there as Brahmachari. So, he was previously a drunk and a dacoit and a gunda. Now he's a Brahmachari. Niravadi ganga deki take ganga ghat. Swahaste kodali lana apanehikat. Madhai constantly saw the Ganga while living at the edge of the ghat on the riverbank. He took a shovel in his hand and personally worked there. As I told you, he became like a street digger, like shooter labor. He was living there. He was living over there. Adyapya chinhat ache chaitanya kripai madaira gatabali sarva lokagai. Even today, everyone proclaims Madhai is God as the evidence of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So of course, when this book was written, the Ganga was flowing in a particular direction, and Madhai God was visible. But in the last 400 years, Ganga has changed course quite a lot. What to speak of Yamuna. When I first came here, Yamuna used to flow near the Goshala, Iskan Goshala. Now she's way out there. When you go on top of Dwarasaditya Tila, you can see used before the Ganga, the Yamuna used to come like this and then go like, it's going like this. It's almost like this meandering snake. Now it goes like this. It's quite a bit changed in only 30 years. So Madhai Ghat now is under the Ganga. It's not visible. Just the region of the area near Gaudiya Math Temple, towards the Ganga, they say out there, it was out in those fields somewhere, it was Madhai Ghat, but it was washed away and it hasn't been rebuilt. You can't really see it. But it was there when Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote this book. Emata kata kirti haila donhar chaitanya prasadi dui dasura udhar. In this way, Jagai Madhai became greatly glorified. As the two rogues, Dasyu, who were delivered by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Madhyakanda kata jena amritara kanda jahate udharadui parama pashanda. The topics of Madhyakanda, wherein the deliverance of the two great atheists is described, are just like nectar. Mahaprabhu Gorachandra sabarakaran ihashuni jaraduka Kala Sehijan. Lord Mahaprabhu Gaurachandra is the cause of all causes. Only a cheater becomes distressed on hearing this. Chariveda Guptadan Chaitandyara Kata Manadiya Shunaje Karila Jata Jata. The topics of Lord Chaitanya are the hidden treasure of the four Vedas. Chariveda Guptadan, the Guptadan Chaitanya Kata. Listen attentively how and where the Lord performed his pastimes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 15, Madhyakanda descriptions of Madhavananda's realization. Happy ending, all those beautiful prayers he offered. There's only 99 verses, and 75 verses were the prayers of Madhavananda, Madhai, and he was successful in procuring the mercy of the Lord, and then he also got forgiven by all the Vaishnavas, and he spent his days at the bank of the Ganga, serving the Vaishnavas, and chanting the holy name, and crying. It's a very nice story. Well, this story is about Lord Chaitanya going to the house of his devotee Shukumbhara. And it's very interesting the way he's arranged these stories, because this chapter 15 ends with the idea that Madai became Kirti. He became famous as Brahmachari. He got the name Brahmachari, which is kind of ironic, because he was breaking all the four regular principles for so many years, and now he's a fuck of Brahmachari. It sounds like the Gopaltapani Upanishad, when the gopis, they say that Krishna says he's a Brahmachari, Krishna Brahmachari. That's how they cross the Jamuna in order to go to Durvasa Muni's ashram, by saying that Krishna is a Brahmachari. Then the Jamuna became very shallow and they could walk across. So that's the story ends, chapter 15 ends with Madhavananda becoming famous as Brahmachari, and chapter 15 is all about chapter 16 is all about Shukumbhara Brahmachari. His title was Shukumbhara Brahmachari, because most of Lord Chaitanya's associates were actually married. They were grihasthas, and at least in Mayapur. So this is chapter 16, and Lord Chaitanya, as I was saying, in the afternoon, even in Nitya Lila, when you read the Gutika about Gauranga's pastimes in Mayapur, in the morning time, he usually goes and visits the homes of his other different devotees, and they have kirtan in the homes of his different devotees. Takes prasadam in different devotees' homes in the afternoon, or his own home. Then he visits, he goes in the morning around 11 o'clock and visits the homes of all his different disciples, devotees, followers. So here he's visiting Shukumbhara's house. And he was a poor Brahmin, but Lord Chaitanya came to visit him. It's very much like the story of Sudama Vipra. I'm not actually sure Shukumbhara's identity in Krishna Lila must be mentioned. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, they don't consider high and low, rich or poor. They're just looking for the prem sampati, the wealth of love in a devotee's heart. This is what attracts the Lord. Although he has the six opulences, Sadaishvarya Purna, which make him all attractive. Krishna's all attractive because of his Rupa Madhurya. His Leela Madhurya, these sweetnesses of Krishna, and his beauty and his wealth, power, knowledge, renunciation, fame. But what that's Krishna's beauty, and that makes him attractive, and that makes him Bhagyavan. Bhagyavan. He has so many auspicious qualities, so he's Bhagyavan or Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So that he has these six opulences, and of course he's God, he's the creator, he's the supreme, he owns everything, he's so powerful, he's Lakshmipati, he's so wealthy, Vaikunthanath, the lord of unlimited Vaikuntha planets, the father and the husband and controller of Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmipati. But he's attracted to one particular wealth. He himself, the all-attractive person, is attracted to one particular wealth, one particular bhagya, and that's the prem bhagya, or the prem sampati of the heart of the devotee. So he goes for that, he looks for that, he worships that, and he serves that, and he wants to be with that. So Shukumbhara Brahmachari was such a personality. So this is text one. Jaya Jaya Maham Aheshwara Gora Chandra. Jaya Jaya Vishambhara Priya Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, the Lord of all Lords. All glories to Vishambhara and his beloved devotees. Vishambhara Priya Bhakta Vrinda. So the Vishambhara Priya, we have Vishnu Priya, this is Vishambhara Priya. But the Bhakta Vrinda, the group of devotees, they are very dear to Lord Vishambhara, and he is very dear to them. Hinamati Navadvipe Vishambhara Rai. Bhakta Sange Sankirtana Karena Sadai. In this way, Lord Vishambhara constantly performed Sankirtan with the devotees in Navadvip. Dwara Dhya Nisha Bhage Karena Kirtan Praveshite Narekon Bina Loka Jan. As they perform kirtan at night, the Lord closed the door from inside Shiva's angam so that outsiders could not enter. It was very nice. I like this conception very much. I don't like any outsiders to come inside, because if they do, they will get ejected outside. So he closed the door. Praveshnare, praveshna kon bina lokajan. Nisha bhagi. Dora diya. Ekdin nache prabhu shivasara bhari. Ngare chila lukaya shivasa shashuri. Shashuru. She says shashuri in Bengali. One day, as the Lord was dancing in the house of Shivas, the mother-in-law of Shivas was hiding within the house. So she was hiding in the house. Shivas' mother-in-law, Malini's mother. Takura pandita adi kena nahijan dolamuri dia ache gare ekakon. No one, even Shivas Pandit, knew about this. She hid behind a basket of grains in a corner of the room. Lukaile ki hai antare bhagya nai alpa bhagya se nritya dekite napai. What is the use of hiding? She did not have sufficient good fortune, and without sufficient fortune, no one can see the Lord's dancing. Alpa bhagya nritya dekite napai. Napai. If you have alpa, very little, literally less good fortune, then you cannot see the ecstatic dancing of Sri Gaurasundara. But even by chance, if you can see, you will not understand the meaning. And another way, even though you may see, if you are inimical and maintain aversion to the Lord, then your mind will wander elsewhere, even when you're seeing the Lord. Nachite, nachite. Nachite nachite prabhu bale gana ghan ulasa amara aji nahe ki karan. While dancing, the Lord repeatedly said, why am I not feeling happy today? Ulasa amara aji nahe ki karan. Ki karan, ki karan, ki karan. What is the cause that amar ulas? Ulas is not coming. Ulas doesn't mean happiness, it means euphoria. In English, the word euphoria means bubbling over with joy. So, oh yeah, I'm really happy. But, it's like elation. You're expanded with joy. You're blossoming with joy. Ulas, prafula, means like you're just expanded. Your cheeks are expanded. Your eyes are expanded. Your heart's expanded. Your eyes are watery. Your eyes are twinkly and watery, and you're just like effulgent with joy. That's called ulas. That's pretty rare. Ulas amara. My aji. Aji today, it's not happening. It's not really happening today. Why? What is the cause? Sarvabhuta antaryami janena sakal janaya o na kahina kare kutuhal. As the super soul of all living entities, the Lord knows everything. Although He knows everything, He does not disclose this to enjoy His pastimes. In other words, He's pretending. What is the cause? Kikaran. What is the cause of my lack of ulas? He knows, but just, if He knows everything, there's nobody can say, well, He can't ask anybody, anyone, He can't engage anyone in anything. And there's nothing flows, nothing moves. It's rather boring pastimes. Puna puna nache bale suka nahi pai keha wa ki lokaiya. As Mahaprabhu danced, he repeatedly said, I am not feeling any happiness. Is there anyone hiding here? Sarvabhadi vichara karila jane jane shivasa chahilagara sakala apani. They searched the entire house of Shrivas Pandit, and even Shrivas personally checked all the rooms. Bina keha nahibali karaye kirtan. Ulasa na bhare prabhu Sri Shachinandan. When it was determined that no outsider was there, they continued the kirtan. Sri Sachinandan, however, did not feel any ecstasy. Ulasna Bhari Prabhu. Aravhara Rahi Bali Sukha Nahi Pai Ajiva Amare Krishna Anugraha Nai. Mahaprabhu stopped and said, I am not feeling happiness. Perhaps Krishna is not showing me mercy today. Krishna Anugraha Nai. So this is interesting correlation here between mercy and joy. Anugraha and Sukha. Anugraha and Sukha. Sukha Nahi Pai, Anugraha Nahi. No mercy, no happiness. Kripa Karo. Vaishnava Kripa Karo. So when we get the mercy, then we feel happy. When we don't get the mercy, we feel sad. Isn't it? I think that's, everyone understands that principle. Like, we don't get the mercy, we don't get any Mahaprasad. And prasad means mercy. And then we feel sad because we're not eating. We feel very hungry and sad. Oh, Prabhu, I bought this plate of Mahaprasad from Jagannath Mandir. Because I know you're too sick to get to Anand Bazaar today. Oh, wow, Jagannath's mercy. Now I feel happy. So this is a nice point here, basic point. Lord Chaitanya himself, even God needs mercy to be happy. We're always saying, God, give me your mercy because I'm unhappy. Let's say that song is there. Aha, Prabhu. Nityananda Premananda Suki. Yeah, Ananda Premananda Suki. Ami Bharav Duki. Ami Bharav Duki. Bharav Duki. Bharav Duki means I'm big time unhappy. Very, very sad. Very, very unfortunate and sad. Aha, Nityananda Premananda Suki. I mean, you're like, not only Suki, but you're Prem and Anand, you got too many things going for you. Too many things on your side. You have Suki, you have happiness. That's enough for anyone to want. But not only that, you have Ananda. What kind of Ananda? The Ananda of Bhagavan love. Ananda of love of God. The bliss of love of God. Premananda Suki. I mean, it's enough just to be happy. And people say, are you happy? Are you happy? You chant this Hare Krishna. Make you happy? You're a vegetarian. Makes you happy? You get up early. It makes you happy? Everyone wants to know. Does it make you happy? You say, no, I'm very sad. Well, okay, then I'll stay where I am because I'm already very sad. Why should I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make myself also sad? I get up at 7 and I'm sad, so I'll stay sad and get up at 7. So they always say, like, does it make you happy? So many times when I travel on the trains in India, they say, so I just have one thing, sir. You're doing all these things, okay, Hare Krishna said. Does it make you happy? Because everyone is so unhappy in the material world, really unhappy. So this is Lord, even God is subjected to the same thing. If he doesn't get mercy, he can't be happy. Interesting. As Jay Chaitanya was running Krishna, he said, "I'm not happy. I'm not feeling happy. Sukha nahi." He says, "Perhaps why am I not happy? Well, Krishna's not favoring me. Krishna anugraha. Krishna's not giving me any mercy, so I'm not happy." Mahatrase chinte sabha bhagavatagan amasabha bina ara nahi konajan. In great fear, all the devotees thought, there is no one here beside us. So here's Bhagavad Gan. I love the different phrases. Here earlier he used Bhaktagan and Bhagavad Gan. He always uses these, he says Vaishnava Mandala, all different terms. It's all the same. He's talking about the same group, the devotees, the group of devotees. Sometimes he says Bhaktagan, sometimes Bhagavad Gan, Vaishnava Mandala. Amarai Konva Karila Aparad Ateva Prabhu Chitte Napaya Prasad. So the devotees were thinking in their minds, we must have committed some offense. Therefore, the Lord is not feeling any pleasure. Here's another point we can consider. That the meaning of aparad, rad means satisfaction. Af means against the satisfaction. So activities which are against the satisfaction of whom? Well, maybe against the satisfaction of the person whom we've committed an offense to. But in a larger way, it's an offense to Krishna, because the devotees are all his parts and parcels, intrinsically and extrinsically, parts and parcels of God, as devotees and also as jivas. So either way, we're connected, an intimate connection and relationship with the Lord. So when we offend a devotee, then we're giving displeasure to the Lord. He's becoming displeased with us. So the devotees are rightly surmising here that Lord Vishnubhar is saying, Sukha nahi pai, I am not happy. And the devotees are thinking, well, we must be the cause. Because Mahaprabhu looked at us, he looked at all of us and said, Ki karan, what is the cause? Ki karan, sarva karana karanam. And they could have replied to him and said, what are you asking us? Ki karan, what is the cause? You're Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, you're Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigra, Anadiradhar Gopa, Sarva Karana Karanam. You're the cause of all causes, why are you asking us? If you're not happy, that's your fault. No, they didn't say like that. They felt very fearful, Mahatrasi. They were very fearful, very, very afraid, because the Lord was not feeling ulas, not feeling happy. So then they thought about it, because immediately they thought it's somebody else's fault. Right? Isn't this a natural thinking? Whenever something happens in us, we lose something or something goes wrong. Oh, it's your fault. I lost this thing. Hey, did you steal my wallet? You're living with me. I think you stole my wallet. Did you steal my tape player? I didn't even see it. No, I think you stole it. So any problems we have, it's always somebody else's fault. So immediately when Lord was not feeling happy, they said, oh, there must be somebody hiding in the house. We can't be the fault, because we're your associates. We're doing nachati nachati. We're dancing with you. We're in the kirtan with you. So this is not our fault. It must be somebody else. Let's try to find out who it is. So they look all over the house and they can't find anybody. And they say, well, wait a minute. If there's nobody else here, it's not Lord Chaitanya's fault. And if it's not his fault, then the only people left are us. So it must be our fault. So now they're putting the blame on themselves. What did we do? Why is the Lord not feeling any pleasure? Because we must have made some offense. You see on this one verse how much philosophy and tattva is there. Amare konva karila aparad ateva prabhuchite na paya prasad. Paya prasad. In the consciousness of Mahaprabhu, he's not feeling any mercy, any prasad, any pleasure. Because maybe we've done some aparad. Arabara takura Pandit Gare Ghiya Deke Nija Shashudi Acheye Lukaya. Shiva's Pandit again went inside and found his mother-in-law hiding there behind some baskets in the corner of the room. Krishna Veshi Mahamata Takura Pandita Jarabhaya Nahi Tara Kisara Garvita. Shiva's Pandit was intoxicated with love of Krishna. Krishna Veshi Mahamata. He was greatly, mata means unmad. He was greatly intoxicated. Krishna Vesh, he was totally absorbed in Krishna and intoxicated by that absorption. How can one who has no external consciousness become proud? Intoxicated by serving Krishna through kirtan, Shivas Pandit was completely aloof from the ways of external thought. Visheshe prabhura vakye kampita sharir agyadiya chuledari karila bahir. Shivas's body was shaking because of the Lord's words. Kampita sharir. He gave instructions to grab her by the hair and throw her out. So these are the emotional responses. These are the different bhavas, anubhavas, and sanchari bhavas of Shivas Thakur when he found his mother-in-law hiding in the corner of the room watching Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, and she was the karan, she was the cause of his unhappiness and his lack of ulas and his disturbance. And it wasn't the lack of Krishna's mercy, and it wasn't the aparads of the devotees, it was the mother-in-law as usual. Mother-in-laws are always getting in trouble. So Shivas Pandit, his body was literally shaking and trembling because of the words of Lord Chaitanya, when he said that he's not feeling any happiness, so he told some of his assistants, he said, grab her by the hair and throw her out. And the purport is, ordinary people shake in anger when there is impediment to their sense gratification. Have you ever seen a child throw a tantrum? 5-year-old is in the store, or 8-year-old boy is in the store with his parents. I want these guns or this or that. They say, no, you have 10 pairs of guns already. No more guns. He said, no, please. And he starts saying, please. And, no, please. And he starts shaking like this, and he falls on the ground. He's rolling on the ground. Give me those guns. Ah! I've seen it many times. So he's shaking and trembling because his sense gratification, he's been frustrated. He's so angry. He's like rolling on the ground, flailing his arms. 8-year-old boy. Called temper tantrum. But Srivas, it was not that he was angry over his own sense gratification, but he was not induced by false ego to exhibit restlessness due to anger. But he was so much disturbed because of Lord Chaitanya's disturbance. So he gave instructions to others to grab his hiding, respectable mother-in-law by the hair, drag her out from behind the grain basket, and take her out unseen by others. They have to remember, Shiva's Pandit is a Brahmin, and his mother-in-law is also a Brahmini. She's not some street sweeper. She's a highly respectable, famous personality, the mother of Malini, his wife. And he's throwing her out like she's some hooligan or something, throwing her out on her ear. Keha nahi jane iha apane se jane ulasita vishambara nache tatakshane. No one other than Srivas knew about this. Then Vishambara began to dance in ecstasy. Ulas nach. Prabhupale ebe chite vasi ye ulas. Hasya kirtana kari pandita Srivas. Vishambara said, now I am feeling joyful at heart. Srivas Pandit, upon hearing this, smiled and joined the kirtan of Lord Vishambara. Inclination, let's see, purport, Vaisyanatha Saraswati Thakur. There is no possibility of feeling ecstatic love and the association of worldly people. Yet inclination towards Krishna's service is not much enhanced simply by driving out materialistic persons. Inclination toward the service of the Lord is naturally enhanced by the influence of association with persons who are in the same line and have the same taste. Realizing Mahaprabhu's anxiety had diminished, Srivas Pandit began to perform kirtan in ecstasy. Symptoms of happiness were also seen in the faces of the Lord's devotees. Mahanande hoila kirtan kolahala hasya padaye sabha Vaishnava mandala. So now it's a Vaishnava mandala. Bhagavad Gan, Bhakta Gan, Vaishnava mandala. In ecstasy, the tumultuous kirtan of the Vaishnavas. In the ecstasy of the tumultuous kirtan, the Vaishnavas laughed and fell to the ground. Kirtan kolahala, kolahala. Means they were shouting in the kirtan, kolahala. Mahanande, they were feeling at topmost, maha bliss, most the highest happiness. Hasya, they were laughing, and padaye sabha, they were all falling and rolling on the ground. Nrityakare gora singha, Mahakutuhali, Ndariya Bulena Nityananda Mahabali. The lion-like Gaurasingha. Gaurasingha danced in jubilation, and the most powerful Nityananda stretched his arms out to protect the Lord from falling. Nityananda Mahabali. Very powerful arms. And Bulena means his arms. Mahakutuhali. He was dancing in great bliss. Chaitandiyara lila keva deki bari pari se deke jare prabhu dena adhikari. Who can see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya? Only one who is favored by the Lord can see. He mata pratidina Hari Sankirtan Gaurachandra Karinai Deke Sarvajan. In this way, Gaurachandra daily performed kirtan, hidden from the view of the general public. Hare Kadina Prabhu Nachite Nachite Na Payulasa Prabhu Chahe Charibite. On another day, when the Lord did not feel happiness while dancing, he looked all around. Prabhu Bali Ajikene Sukanahipai Kiba Parara Hayache Karatani. Vishwambar said, "Why am I not feeling any happiness today? Have I offended anyone?" So this seems to drive home the point we were making, that there's some connection between aparad and unhappiness. If I make an aparad, I will be unhappy. If you make an aparad, you will be unhappy. If we make an aparad, if either one of us makes an aparad, Krishna and Bhagavan will be unhappy, Radharani will be unhappy. And if Krishna makes an aparad, he'll be unhappy. Vishwambhar is saying, "I'm unhappy, I must have made an aparad." Of course, it's impossible, but for Bhagavan to make an aparad. But he's saying like that, "Why am I not feeling happiness today? Have I offended anyone?" Sabhave Chaitanya Bhakta Acharya Gosai Chaitanya Dasya Bhai Aravhavanai. Advaita Acharya was by nature a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Bhakta Acharya Gosai Sabhav. That was his Sabhav. That was his nature to be a Chaitanya Bhakta. He had no other desire. Arabhav Nahi says desire, but literally means bhav. Bhav means feeling, attitude, emotion. Ara bhava nai. No other bhav, no other feeling but the feeling of being Chaitanya Das. Here it said he had no other desire than the service of Lord Chaitanya, which is also correct, but it's really stretching the words a little bit. You could say he had no other bhav, but the bhav of feeling, he had no other feeling in his heart or mind that I am the eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya. And different ways of saying the same thing. Jakana kataya ute Prabhu Vishwambhar charana arpaya sarva shirer upar. Jakanata kuranija aishvarya prakash takana dvaita atsuka sindhu maje bhase. When Lord Vishwambhar sat on the throne of Vishnu and placed his lotus feet on everyone's head, and when the Lord manifests his opulence, Advaita floated in the ocean of happiness. When I did that. Prabhu Bali Are Nara Tui Moradhas Takana Advaita Paya Ananta Ulas. Whenever Lord Vishwambhar said, "Oh Nara, you are my servant," Advaita became unlimitedly blissful. That was the nickname. Lord Chaitanya often called Advaita Acharya Nara. N long A, D long A, Nadha. And the D is a rolled D. So he's basically saying Nara, Nara, as an abbreviate short form of Narayan. As Lord Krishna used to address his sidekick, Brahmin friend, Madhu Mangala, he used to call him Batu. Batu. Which has something to do with speak, like Vat. Vat means something to do with speech. He was really talkative. So the word Batu means big mouth. It's kind of a slang word for big mouth. Hey, big mouth. Hey, Batu. Like we say, Ovacha, or Batu. So you call him Nara. Hey, Nara. Because the way to Charya, of course, is Mahavishnu. It's Narayan. That was his nickname. Lord Chaitanya. "Oh, Nara, you are my servant." Because Vishnu was just a Purusha avatar doing rendering service to Swami Bhagavan Krishna and Srishti Leela. Achintya Gauranga Tattva Bhujana Najai. Se kshanaidare sarva vaishnavera pai. No one can understand the inconceivable truth about Gauranga, who in the next moment would grab the feet of the Vaishnavas. So one minute, Lord Gauranga is telling Mahavishnu, Advaita, that you are my servant. So Mahavishnu and Advaita, or Shiva, all the different forms he has, Sadashiva, if they're all servants of Gauranga, that means Gauranga is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But then after saying that, a minute later, he runs around and starts touching everyone's feet and said, "Ami das, 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 anu das. I am das, I am das." Jivarasurupaya Krishna or Nityadas. I'm your servant. He's running around touching everyone's feet as a humble servant. Not only that, Dashane Dariya Trina Karaye Krandan Krishna Re Bapure Tui Mohara Jivan. Taking a straw between his teeth, Vishwambar would cry, "Oh dear Krishna, you are my life and soul. Krishna Re Bapure Tui Mohara Jivan. Hemara Krandana Kare Pashana Bidare Nirantara Dasya Bhave Prabhu Kele Kare." Vishwambar cried in such a way that even stones would melt. The Lord constantly enjoyed his pastimes in the mood of a servant. Dasya Bhave Prabhu Nirantara Keli Nirantara Keli Kare. He was always enjoying without cessation. What Bhav? Madhur Bhav? No, Dasya Bhav. Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nitya Das 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 Das. This is interesting, because when we go, this is in Navadvip Leela, but when we switch the venue to Puri Leela, then Mahaprabhu is totally in a different bhav. He's in Madhura bhav, Madanakya Mahabhav, Radharani. But here he's in Dasya bhav. Kandile Ishvara bhav Sabakarastane Asarvagya Hena Prabhu Jignase Apane. When his mood as the Supreme Lord would break, Vishwambar would speak to everyone as if he did not know everything. Kandila Ishwarabhav Sabakarastan. So when his Ishwarabhav, his bhav, his mood, his feeling of being the Supreme Controller, the Lord of everything, when that Kanda, when it broke, then he returned to external consciousness, Bhayadasha, in the association of all his devotees, then he would speak as if he was Asarvagya. Usually Krishna is known as Sarvagya. He knows all-knowing, he knows everything. He's omniscient. God is omniscient, Sarvagya. But when he's in Naralila, as Lord Chaitanya is saying, he's acting like he doesn't know everything. Kichuni Chanchalya Muni Upadika Karan Baliha Mohare Jena Seishane Maron. Now these are what he said. So he would speak to everyone as if he did not know everything. So that's what Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying. That one minute, Lord Chaitanya was acting and feeling as if he's Ishvara Bhav, he's God, he's the Supreme Lord, and acting like that, and showing different forms and avatars, showing himself as Ram, Narayan, Nisring, etc. Next minute he's acting like a servant of the servant, Dasya Bhav. And when he was engaged like this, he spoke these three verses. Lord Chaitanya said, "If I ever engage in mischief, then please inform me so that I can die immediately." When Mahaprabhu's ecstatic mood would disappear, he would ask the devotees, "Have I created any mischief with my body or mind? If I have, then why didn't I die at that moment?" During Mahaprabhu's manifestation of opulence, he would often place his lotus feet on the heads of the devotees and consider it weight to his servant. The next moment, Vishwambar would accept the mood of a devotee. Then he would set the example for devotees by displaying his own humility. Vishwambar goes on, "Krishna mora pranadana, Krishna mora dharma, tomara mohara bhai, bandhu janma janma. Krishna is my life and wealth. Krishna is my religious principle. All of you are my brothers and friends, birth after birth." That's nice. Bhai, bhai bandhu, janma janma, bhai, bhai. You're my friends, brothers and friends. That's like Dasya Bhav. Dasya Bhav is like brothers, masters, brothers and friends. Krishna more, pranadana. Krishna is my life and wealth, my religious principle. Krishna dasya vahi ara nahi anya gati bujaha mohara pache haya ara mati. I have no other goal than the service of Krishna. Help me understand this so that my mind does not deviate. Bhaye sabha vaishnava karena sankochan hina prana nahi karo karibe katan. All the Vaishnavas felt hesitant out of fear. They had no courage to speak. What do you say? The Lord is approaching all the Vaishnavas and saying that, you're my friends, my brothers, and my only goal in life is Krishna's service. And if I deviate from that service, or you see me veering off into Maya, or going astray from the path of pure bhakti, then please give me a crack. Make sure that I don't deviate from the path of bhakti. Make sure I don't waver and slip off the bhakti marg. You have to help me understand. Please, always help me understand that I'm Krishna's eternal servant. Das, das, and das. This is my eternal identity. Sometimes Maya makes me forget, and I think I'm the enjoyer. So please help me, remind me. So when the two Vaishnavas heard this, they felt Baye Sabha Vaishnava. They're all fearful. How is it? What is our Lord saying? E mate jakan appane agyakare takana se charana sparshite sabe pare. In this way, when Lord Vishambhar personally gave permission, then everyone could touch his feet. Nirantara dasya bhave Vaishnava dekhiya charanera renolaya sambrame utiya. The Lord remained always in the mood of a servant. As soon as he would see a Vaishnava, he would respectfully stand up and take the dust from his feet. Nirantara, without any end, dasya bhav. He was always seeing, when he would see the Vaishnavas, charanareno laya, he would try to take the dust from her lotus feet. And he was always, this sambram, this bewilderment was always rising up within him. Ihate Vaishnava sabha dukha paya mane ateva sabare karaye alingane. As a result, all the Vaishnavas would feel distressed, therefore he would embrace them. That's a pretty good deal. So Lord Chaitanya would he would go and he would be in the mood of a servant, let everybody touch his feet, and he would touch their feet, and then they would feel very bad that he touched their feet, so then he said, oh, don't feel bad, then he would embrace them. First he got the dust from his feet, and that was a great, unbelievable Bhakta Padaduli, or what's this, Bhagavan Padaduli, the dust from the feet of the Bhakta Bhagavan avatar. And then next thing you know, you're getting a prema lingana, getting a loving embrace. So Mahaprabhu displayed the ideal character of a devotee by activities like taking the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas. They became extremely distressed. In order to remove their distress, Mahaprabhu refrained from taking dust from their feet and embraced them, since the Lord considered Aweita Prabhu as his worshipful. Aweita felt unhappy at that. So we'll discuss more by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Vrindavan Das Thakur. We'll discuss more tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. A lot of affection, a lot of beautiful behavior. The backing of all their behavior is love, touching feet. It's not some game. And they actually genuinely felt that this person I'm going to touch his feet is really a genuine exalted Vaishnava. And I really want the dust from his feet. It's not some adult tag game. Kavadi, 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 kavadi. Kavadi, 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 kavadi. I touch your feet, then you run around trying to touch my feet, and we run around and laugh and joke. And actually, the genuine feeling, I really want the dust from your feet, that dust will, Bhakta Padaduli, Bhakta Padajal, Bhakta, Vachishtatin Mahabal. These three things can give prema, and I need this prema, and I want this prema, and you have this prema, please. So much regard and so much respect and honor for the Vaishnavas. They genuinely want to touch the dust. And he says, this is the behavior. This is the actual ideal. Mahaprabhu displayed the ideal character of a devotee by activities like taking the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas. So this is one of the ideal characteristics. If you're a Vaishnava, if we're Vaishnavas, and we're trying to be ideal, one of the characteristics is that we're eager to, and we want to take the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas.